ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು. ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 16 ಆಫ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ರೀಡ್ ಮಂತ್ರ 1. ಪುರುಷಗಂ ಸೋಮ್ಯ ಉತ ಹಸ್ತಗೃಹೀತಮಾನಯಂತಿ ಅಪಹಾರ್ಷೀತ್ತೇಯಂ ಅಪಹಾರ್ಷೀತ್ ಪರಶುಮಸ್ಮೈ ತಪತೇತಿ ಸ ಯದಿ ತಸ್ಯ ಕರ್ತಾ ಭವತಿ ತತ ಏವ ಅನೃತಂ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಕುರುತೆ ಸಹ ಅನೃತಾಭಿಸಂದಃ ಅನೃತೇನ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಅಂತರ್ಧಾಯ ಪರಶುಂ ತಪ್ತಂ ಪ್ರತಿ ಗೃಹ್ಣಾತಿ ಸ ದಹ್ಯತೆ ಅತ ಹನ್ಯತೆ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ವಿಚ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಕೋಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಆಫನ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ತಸ್ಕರ ದೃಷ್ಟಾಂತ. ತಸ್ಕರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಥೀಫ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ಎ ಪೊಲೀಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಯಾಚಸ್ ಎ ಥೀಫ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಅಕ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಥೆಫ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಟು ದ ಕಿಂಗ್. The policeman says that this person has stolen something, but the thief says, I have not stolen. Now, we do not know which is true. And in those days, they had a method of finding out the truth. And what do? They bring a hot iron bar or hot parashu, axe or any metal. So, this is also known as tapta parashu drishtantaha. So, the king will tell the thief, if your statement is correct, that truth itself will protect you, and therefore with truth as your protection may you hold the tapta parashu, the hot iron. Now between the hot iron piece and himself, what is there? Only his own statement or the thief's statement. And what does this person do? He holds that hot iron bar, and if his hand is burnt, then his statement is untrue. And if it is untruth, there are twofold problems for him. Number one, his hand got burnt. Number two, because he stole, he will be punished also, put in jail. Of course, if the statement is true, then the tapta parashu will not burn him. That is the belief those days. Similarly, when a person says, aham jivaha asmi, is it true or untrue? It is untruth according to Vedanta. And because we are stating the untruth, what is happening? The world is tapta parashu. It is like the hot iron. And it has got, what are the problems it has? Adhyatmika, Adhibaudhika, Adhidaivika, all those, the tapatrayam, three types of all these afflictions it has. They burn us every day. Aham jivaha, when we say. So for remaining in the triangular format, not only I suffer now, it causes samsara. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Whereas when I say, aham brahma asmi, because it is truthful, neither the tapatrayam, that will afflict me, which is called Jivan Mukti, and there is no imprisonment also called Punarjanma, which is called Videha Mukti. Therefore, what is the right statement now? Not Aham Jivaha Asmi, but Aham Brahma Asmi. If you say, then you escape. Now, if you look at the mantra, Purushagum Somya Utam Hastagrihitam Anayanti. Hastagrihita means a person who is handcuffed. Let us say the person is caught by the police. Bring that person to the court of the king. And what do they say? Steyam apaharsita. He has taken away the wealth of somebody else without permission. That is called steyam. Swarna steyam, taking gold away, that kind of thing. And when this much was said, you have to supply in between the other things that the person himself says, I have not stolen, and then I am not a thief. And so the controversy is there. If he accepts the theft, no problem. But if he is not accepting, there is a controversy. Therefore, what does the king do? He will do the litmus test. What is that? Asmai parashum tapata iti. May you keep the parashu, the axe, in fire, burning hot, very hot, and bring it. Then all the sevaks, they will bring the parashu. Then the accused has to hold the tapta parashu. So keep the parashu in fire, so, and all that he will do. And the Upanishad says, sa yadi tasya karta bhavati. If he has really stolen, but says, I have not stolen, he is surrounded by or clothed by untruth. That is a figurative way of saying clothed by untruth. Then what happens? Tataha evam anritam atmanam kurute. He becomes a liar, anritam atmanam, a dishonest person who is surrounded by or clothed by untruth. Here atma is reflexive pronoun. He will not have help or protection. Because of that, saham anrithabhi sandaha. That person who is holding on to the untruth, anrithenam atmanam antardhaya, covering himself with untruth. And parashum taptam pratigrinnati. He holds the tapta parashu. And what is the consequence? What should every samsari think when he reads this? The whole universe is the tapta parashu. And we are all what? We are all accused people. So, am I Jivaha or am I Brahman? Which I should say? If I am in triangular format, we need to keep running. Saham Dahyate. He is burnt every other day. Burnt by what? In this example, he is physically burnt by the Tapta Parashu. But here, of course, by Tapatrayam. And not only he is burnt, Atahanyate. Punished by the king also. Punishment will depend upon the type of untruth. Literally, hanyate means killed. Need not be actual killing, but it refers to the punishment. And what punishment it is? Samsara karagriham. Rigorous imprisonment in the world. For how many years? Life imprisonment. In the same way, said in the mantra, in the next mantra we will read that mantra. Ata yedi tasya akarta bhavati tateva satyam atmanam kurute. Sa satya bisandaha satyenam atmanam antardhaya parashum taptam parigrannati sa na dahyate atamuchyet muchyate. We can understand this. It is the opposite of the previous mantra. Atha, on the other hand, yadi tasya akarta bhavati, if he has not performed the theft, akarta bhavati, which he has been accused of, tasya refers to the theft or the burglary. Akarta, he has not really stolen. And therefore, when he says, I have not stolen, the statement becomes what? Satyam. Therefore, tateva, for very same reason, satyam atmanam kurute. He makes himself truthful. Here, atmanam again is reflexive pronoun. He makes himself a truthful person. And thereafter, saha satyabhisandaha. Thus committed to the truthfulness, Saha satyena atmanam antardhaya. He is now wearing the invisible kavacham of truthfulness, satyam. So satyena, satyena means satya kavachena atmanam, again reflexive, himself. So himself means what? Especially the hand here. He has to hold the hot iron in the hand. So he has got a powerful glove here. And what is the glove? Satyam shield he has got. So having covered his hand, protected his hand with truthfulness, parashum taptam pratigrinnati. He holds the tapta parashu, the red hot iron. And what is the experience? Saha na dahyate. His hands are not burnt. That is indicative of freedom from the present samsara, otherwise known as jivan mukti. Atha, thereafter, muchyate cha. After the experiment is over, the king says, now you are free, you are released. Indicates videha mukti also. So this is the example. This we have to extend to ourselves, the jiva also. That extension is made in the next and final mantra of this section. Let us read that mantra. Mantra 3. Sa yata tatra na adahyeta aidat atmya idagum sarvam tat satyagum sa atma tattvamasi shweta keto iti Taddhasya vijagnya viti, vijagnya viti. Saha yata tatra na adahyate. Just as a truthful person is not burnt by the tapta parashu, the jiva also is not burnt or afflicted by the tapta parashu, the universe. And this alone we present as the triangular format and binary format. We have already gone through that earlier. In triangular format, what do? I look upon myself as a jivaha, which is satyam or anritam. As long as I say, I am a jivaha, an individual, karta, bhokta, pramata, all those things come, I am in the triangular format. And I see the world and Ishvara as different from me. This darshanam, this vision, this very triangular format makes me an anritha abhisandaha, holding on to untruth. Really speaking, I am not a jivaha. Then who am I? Tat satyagam sa atma tattvamasi shvetaketo. I am not the miserable jivatma, but the paramatma. Therefore, as long as I live in the triangular format, samsara tapa will constantly afflict me. No doubt, Ishvara will help me off and on, but I can never be permanently free. I have to keep on running to Ishvara every other day. One day one parihara, another day another parihara. There is no end to the save our souls, SOS business. There is the advantage of Ishvara, but the jiva will have to constantly fight the attacking prarabdha. Even death is not a solution. He will be again born again. The very same Ishvara who comes and rescues me now and then will have to give me punarjanma also. Ishvara will be helpless. Because as long as I am a jivatma, sanchita karma will have to haunt me and chase me. And Ishvara has to act according to the law of karma. Every now and then, he may give me some comfort. But Bhagavan cannot stop the thrashings of karma. At least now and then, I have got manushya janma in this birth, now in this janma. In the next birth, I am not even sure what janma I am going to be. Therefore, we should remember, in triangular format, Bhagavan is available to save me, but it is not a permanent solution. Punarapi jananam, punarapi, suffering continues. Suffering will continue. And why it continues? Because remaining in triangular format makes me an anritha abhisandaha, holding on to untruth about myself. Then what should I do? Sooner or later, drop the triangular format and rise oneself to the binary format. And binary format is what? I am not jivaha. I am not a karta, bhokta, pramata. I don't have ahankara and mamakara. Therefore, I have given up that triangular format. I look upon myself as the atma and the entire universe as anatma. That is binary. And I am the asanga, akartru, abhoktru, swarupam. With this knowledge, I touch the mithya anatma, remembering the fifth capsule of Vedanta. I refresh once in a way the various capsules of Vedanta so that we can understand we are in Vedanta. These are all technical jargons. Just to refresh, what are the five capsules of Vedanta we have seen, if you remember? Number one, I am of the nature of eternal and all-pervading consciousness. Number two, I am the only source of permanent peace, security, and happiness. Number three, by my mere presence, I give life to the material body, and through the material body, I experience the material universe. And number four, I am not affected by anything that takes place in the material world and in the material body. And number five, by forgetting my real nature, I convert life into a struggle. By remembering my real nature, I am converting life into an entertainment. So the entire universe is the Vishwarupa Ishvara Darshanam. And I am not affected by whatever happens. And therefore, Saha Yatha Na Adahyeta. Then to have Satyabhisandhanam, what I should do? I should be in which format? I should be in binary format. Then sooner you come, safer you are. Otherwise, regularly we have to run to the ICU, as we mentioned earlier also. Means we have to regularly run to Ishvara. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me. We need to keep on running. Arthanam, Arthanam, Arthihantaram. We cry daily. Even Bhagavan is tired of hearing our cries. So, Saha Yata Tatra Na Adahyeta. Just as that truthful person in the example is not burnt and is protected by his own truthfulness, similarly, the Upanishad leaves the sentence actually incomplete. It's a crucial sentence. Should we not have to complete? So Uddalaka thinks that we are all expert students. Therefore, we will fill up. How should we fill up? Just as the person in the example got saved, similarly, a jnani who is satyabhisandaha, who claims aham brahma asmi, he is saved by that satya darshanam, samyak darshanam, from both ihaloka samsara and paraloka samsara. He will get both jivan mukti and videha mukti. With this, the example part is over. Now the Upanishad comes again to the Mahavakyam. Atmyam idagum sarvam tat satyagum sa atma tat satvam tat tattvamasi. So that jagat karanam brahma alone is the truth of the entire creation. Tat satyam, that brahman, the pure existence alone is satyam, the reality. Saha atma, that brahman alone is the atma, the inner essence of everything, everyone. And do not look for that Brahman anywhere else. Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. You are that Brahman. And Shvetaketo was such an intelligent student that with this much teaching, he grasped the whole knowledge. And therefore, the Upanishad glorifies Shvetaketo also. Taddhasya Vijagnyam. Shvetaketo we have to supply. So, Shvetaketo realized the teaching. Tat refers to that teaching. Asya means of the Guru. Of Uddalaka. Vijagnyam means he realized. He got aparoksha jnanam. And this sentence is taken as a pramanam for an important idea in Vedanta. Whether knowledge, that is aparoksha jnanam, that direct knowledge, can come through shravanam or will it come only later in nididhyasanam and samadhi? That's a question. This is a very big discussion in Vedanta. These are all aside topics, just only I'm bringing up to speed. Shravanat aparoksha jnanam or dhyanat aparoksha jnanam is the question. And there are some people among Advaitic Acharyas themselves who claim that aparoksha jnanam comes only in meditation. However much you may read, you may hear, only in dhyanam, in meditation, you get jnanam. That is what their choice is. And there are many others who point out that if you listen to properly, then direct knowledge is possible even during Shravanam itself. Meditation is not required for aparoksha jnanam, that is direct knowledge. And to establish this, we quote this mantra as the example. Shvetaketu did not go for meditation after this teaching. Then and there, in front of his father, the teacher, straight away vijagnyam, he knew. We please jagnyo, that is jnadhatu, that is repeated. That thing is repeated. And incidentally, the question will be asked, if direct knowledge can come in Shravanam itself, what is the role of meditation at all? For that we say, the role of meditation is not for getting direct knowledge. It is only to remove habitual triangular format, the habitual vasanas. As soon as we wake up, naturally the thought is what? Dvaitam only. And so in binary format, I get up. With what thought? I am a miserable jiva to be protected by the Lord. That should not be the thought. It should be in Pratasmarami, that sotram. Pratasmarami kriti samspuradatma tattvam sachit sukham paramaham sagatim turiyam yat swapna jagara sushuptim avaiti nityam tad brahma nishkalamaham nachabhuta sangaha. Acharya wrote, I do not have any problem to be solved by God at all. This is the habit which I have to deliberately nourish. And only for removing the old habit, Nididhyasanam is prescribed. Not for getting knowledge. With this, the 16th section and Chandogya Upanishad, chapter 6 are over. Now, before we continue with the 7th chapter, we will go through a brief summary of this chapter. 6th chapter, important chapter. This chapter has got 16 sections. Of them, the first seven sections, they deal with Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, which is the first component of spiritual knowledge. And then from section 8 to section 16, that up to the end, the second component, namely Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. This is the essence of Vedanta, 6th chapter. It's only this much. So how is this idea conveyed? In the first seven sections, Srishti Prakaranam, or creation is discussed. Through creation, adhyaropa apavada nyaya is employed, by which the creation is introduced as a product, and then creation is negated as mere namarupa. So introduction of creation as a product is called what? Adhyaropa. A negation of the creation as mere non-substantial name and form, namarupa, this process is called apavada. And for that, Brahman, the Jagat Karanam, was introduced as pure existence. Sadeva somya idam agra asid. And what is the definition of existence? Like consciousness or chaitanyam, same thing. Existence is not a part, product or property of any object. Existence is an independent entity which pervades every object and lends existence to that. And number three, existence is not limited by the boundaries of an object. And four, the existence survives, exists even after the disintegration of the entire universe. And number five, the surviving existence, as in deep sleep, is not available for transaction, not because it is not existent, but because there is no medium for transactions. These are the five aspects that we have seen many times. So this existence with capital E is Brahman. Brahman is Karanam. And therefore creation was given. And in the second section, the Sukshma Bhuta Srishti, how creation, the subtle body, Sukshma Bhuta Srishti, subtle elements. In the third section, Sthula Bhuta Srishti, or the grass universe, grass prapancha. And in the fourth and seventh, Bhautika Srishti, all the elements. So thus the entire creation was talked about up to the seventh section called Adhyaropa, and there itself the Upanishad did Apavada also by saying what? On enquiry, the Karya Prapancha is only what? Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. Apagad Agner Agnitvam. Agni is not Agni, it is just Brahman plus Namarupa. Apagat Adityad Adityatvam. Surya is not Surya, but it is nothing but Brahman plus Namarupa. Thus the entire creation. Later it extended it to even the body, the mind. So Annamayagumhi Somya Manaha Apomayaha Pranas Tejomayi Vak. All these shlokas we saw in detail. Even micro creation is nothing but what? Brahman plus Namarupa. Then what is Satyam? Mrityika eva satyam. Clay alone is the truth. That means what? Karanam. Karanam eva satyam. Karyam is what? Namadeyam. It's only name and form. This sentence is very important. What sentence? Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. And what is the meaning of? Vikaraha means karyam, a product. A product means what? Any product is only namadeyam. Namadeyam means it is only a name hanging on your tongue. Only a namadeyam. Remember the example. There is no such thing called clip. We said the clip, plastic clip example. Other than the plastic that it is made up of. The plastic itself is what? Something else. And like that, when you proceed, there is no such thing called creation. Therefore, what is the essence of section 7? Brahman alone is satyam. Jagat is mithya. Now the next question is what? I, commander, which category? Should I claim I am Brahman or should I claim I am the Mithya Jagat? This is the question. For that, the inquiry is made from the 8th section to the 16th section. And the Upanishad said, Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. That Sat, the pure existence, which is the essence of the whole creation, happens to be the essence of you also. What is the essence of the ocean? Happens to be the essence of the wave also. Therefore, ocean and wave are different or identical. If one asks, what is the answer? Superficially, ocean and wave are different. One is Karanam and another is Karyam. One is macro, another is micro. One is more permanent, another is temporary. The superficially looking, ocean and wave are different. But essentially, there is no ocean other than water. There is no wave other than water. Similarly, the essence of Karanam Parabrahma, Paramatma, is Atma. The essence of Karya Jagjivatma is also what? Atma. Therefore, you are essentially Sat Brahman. And how is that Sat Brahman available in me? Sat Brahman, or the pure existence, is available as the consciousness principle, Chaitanyam, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, the witness consciousness. Thus, I, the experiencer of my body, mind and thought, what do? That I, the experiencer, am different from the body, which are all Namarupas. Then who am I? I am the Satchit Ananda, which is the witness of all of them, different from all of them. And therefore, the teacher said, Uddalaka, Tat Satyam Sa Atma Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. You are that Brahman. And here, what is the most important part to be noted? Asi, that verb, is present, that is present tense. Present tense reveals a particular fact which is already obtaining. Therefore, you have to underline that verb, asi. The Upanishad says, you are that Brahman. What does it mean? When I am Brahman, is it tomorrow? No. Therefore, the Upanishad does not ask me to do a sadhana to become Brahman. Then what is the sadhana to be done? It is constantly reminding me the fact. What is the fact? That sadhana need not be done to be Brahman. I am already Brahman. Again, let me repeat it. The sadhana to be done is constantly reminding the fact that sadhana need not be done to become Brahman. That is the sadhana. And then if there's a great student might ask the question, if I do that sadhana, will I become Brahman? All my struggles to become Brahman and to attain moksha will all be dropped instantly. And after claiming Aham Brahmasmi, thereafter also I can try to improve the mind. But I will not call it Sadhana Chatushtay Sampatti. I will call it as my hobby and entertainment. For moksha, I am not improving the mind because I am not the mind. What? I am not the mind. And I am ever free also. I am not improving the mind for the sake of moksha. Because of two reasons. Number one, I am not the mind. And number two, I am already free. Then should I improve the mind? You can improve it. We have a lot of time to improve. Rest of the life is what to do. Let us improve the mind. Therefore, keep improving it. But do not connect it to moksha. That will be for lokakshemartham. Because when mind is better, family members will have better treatment. Otherwise, you will be angry all the time. But one need not do any sadhana for moksha because moksha is not a sadhyam, a goal. It is my very swarupam. Shankaracharya writes at the end of the 16th section, he writes a special commentary to point out that the Upanishad says we are already free. So from the 8th to the 16th section, Jivo Brahmaivanaparaha, and this that Tattvamasi is the Mahavakyam, which is repeated 9 times in these 9 sections. That's an important element. We are going to use it later. It is repeated 9 times in these 9 sections. And one more point. And to convey the various aspects of the teaching, the teacher gave 7 examples, each example clarifying one aspect or the other. I am not going to the details of each of the examples. I am just only give you the list of the 7 examples. Number 1, the Madhu Drishtantaha, the honey example. Second is Samudra Drishtanta, ocean example. Then Vriksha Drishtanta, tree example. And Bija Drishtanta, seed example. And Lavana Drishtanta, salt example. All these are all day-to-day things, but very important ideas were conveyed. And the 6th example is Gandhara Purusha Drishtantaha, the kidnapped person of Gandhara Desha. And the last example is Taskara Drishtanta, the thief example, or Tapta Parashu Drishtantaha. These are the 7 well-known examples. So with this, the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad and the Sadvidya Prakaranam is over. And in the tradition, the 6th chapter is taken as a model chapter in Vedanta, which is taken for arriving at the central teaching of Vedanta. While studying Vedanta Sara, especially in the 5th chapter, the author Sadananda, he took the 6th chapter alone for analysis to find out the central theme. Maybe sometime if I have the opportunity, I would like to deal with that particular section also, Vedantasara. So this analysis is important because the same Upanishads are analyzed by different acharyas, and they have given even opposing messages, which are different messages. In Advaita, we take the central teaching of Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam, the oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma. But the very same Upanishads are taken by other acharyas, Ramanujacharya and other Visishta Advaita acharyas, who strongly and even vehemently argue that Jivatma can never be identical with Paramatma. And they claim that Jivatma is a minute part of Paramatma. Jivatma is the size of the Anu, atom, or even less. And Paramatma is the all-pervading Vibhu. And can Anu and Vibhu, Vibhu means the all-pervading Paramatma, can they ever be equal, is the question. Therefore, they say the teaching of Vedanta is what? Jivatma is an amsha of Paramatma. It's only a part. Therefore, only the Jivatma has to depend on the Paramatma. Therefore, the aim of Jivatma is what? To become a dasa of the Paramatma. Therefore, what is liberation? Discovery of my dasa status. And by going to Vaikuntha Loka and eternally serving the Lord is liberation. And this teaching is taken from where? The same Ekadasha Upanishads and Brahma Sutra and Bhagavad Gita, Prasthanatrayam. So Advaitin says, I am Swami, and Visishta Advaitin says, I am Dasaha. That is the difference. And Madhvacharya and his followers, they argue that Jivatma is neither identical with Paramatma, nor is it part of Paramatma. Both are totally distinct entities. And they also say that you can never hope to become one with Paramatma. Your aim should only be serving the Lord eternally by going to Vaikuntha Loka after death. And they also extract this teaching from where? From the same Upanishads, Brahma Sutras and Bhagavad Gita, the Prasthanatrayam. Therefore, even though the scriptures are considered to be sources of knowledge, when we are extracting the teaching without the intervention, there is the intervention of the human intellect. You never receive the teaching without the intervention of the human intellect. So, and when the teaching comes through the intellect, certainly there is the influence of the intellect. Thus, different systems, they arise. Therefore, in the tradition, we try to observe certain rules so that we can explain the teaching with limited intellectual influence. How can we be close to the teaching as possible? This is the question. And for that only, we have the method called Shadlinga Vicharaha. So that we can try to find out what is the intention of the Upanishad. And for doing that inquiry, the model chapter we take is the 6th chapter. That is why we are coming now to this place. And the Shadlingas means the 6 indicators we will be seeing sometime in the Vedanta Sara when we deal with that topic. I will briefly only mention the 6 indicators to extract the teaching. And what are the 6 indicators given in this shloka? Upakrama, upasamharau, abhyaso purvatha phalam, arthavado papatti cha, lingam tatparya nirnaye. That is the shloka. The first indicator is the upakrama and upasamhara. Observe the introduction, upakrama, and upasamhara, the conclusion. Then you can know what is the intended message that is being conveyed. And in the 6th chapter, we find Sadyeva Somyam Idam Agra Asit Ekameva Advitiyam. We have seen all the shlokas. I am only using them for our interpretation. Advitiyam, that is in the beginning. That is in the 6th chapter, 2nd section, mantra 1. And at the end of this chapter, also Aita Tatmyagam Sarvam Sarvam Tat Satyagam Sa Atma Tattvamasi Shweta Keto. So Tat Satya means what? That Advaitam, which was introduced in the beginning, in the first shloka, in the second section, that Advitiyam Brahma, that was introduced there, that alone is Satyam, reality, that is done in the last section of the chapter. So if Advaitam is declared as Satyam, then what does it indicate? If you say two people are there, if you say one person, so two people alongside, if you say this person is intelligent, is very intelligent, this person is most intelligent, something like that. Then without so declaring, it will mean what? The other person is so-so. That is why never praise one of the children in presence of the other. If you are praising, do so with all the children. Praise them equally. So here the Upanishad says, Tat Sad Advaitam Satyam. Indirectly saying, Dvaitam is not as Satyam, is Mithya. Thus the introduction and the conclusion, the Upakrama and Upasamhara of chapter 6 reveal Advaita Satyatvam and Dvaita Mithyatvam. That is one inference they make, one conclusion. Then the second clue that they use is Abhyasaha. Abhyasaha means repeated, the same idea repeated several times. That is called Abhyasa. That is practice. Why? In any practice, you will repeat the same thing again and again. In the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, which one is repeated again and again? Aita tadme midagam sarvam tat satyagam sa atmam tattvamasi shvetaketo. 16 sections are there in this chapter. 9 times tattvamasi is repeated. From that, it is very clear that the Upanishad wants to highlight only the Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. This is the second clue, Abhyasaha. First is Upakrama, Upasamhara. Now this Abhyasa. Then the third clue is Apurvatha. Apurvatha means uniqueness. The scriptures must teach us something which is not knowable through our own instruments of cognition, knowledge. That which is inaccessible to Paurusheya Pramanas, instruments that we have. Whatever cannot be known through our own instruments, the scriptures have to teach us. Why? Very simple. If we can know something by science or reasoning or perception, any of them, why should scriptures waste their time, its time, teaching something known or knowable? Therefore, scriptures become valid only when they teach something apurva. And is Advaitam apurvam or Dvaitam apurvam? Scriptures need not teach Dvaitam. Why? All that we experience in day-to-day life is Dvaitam only. Why should scriptures say Rama is Rama, Krishna is Krishna, world is world? Chair is not you. It doesn't have to say that. You are not chair. It doesn't have to say that. To say each one is different from the other, you do not require scriptures. And to declare that I am a Dasa, we do not require scriptures also. Because what? Already we know we are a Dasa. We are Dasa of a lot of people, including our driver, even our domestic servants, the servant maids. In fact, they dictate terms to us. When you want a new domestic help, particularly in India, you think you are going to interview them. On the other hand, they come and interview you to find whether you are fit to be their masters. Therefore, I am the Dasa of the car driver, of the domestic help. And therefore, Dasa Bhava need not be taught by Prasthanatrayam. So what is unique to scriptures? Aham Swami, Brahmasmi. We have no way of knowing by an instrument. Even science proves that we are helpless creatures only. In fact, science is tending towards fatalism only. Because they teach the whole world is governed by a set of laws. When everything is governed by the laws, where is the question of free will? Even Einstein questioned the free will. Hence, when our free will itself is in danger, where is the question of freedom called moksha or liberation? No branch of science can tell me, I am the substratum, I am the supporter of the whole universe. That is a unique topic taught by Vedanta only, by Tattvamasi. Thus, Upakrama Upasamhara, that is introduction and conclusion, prove this first clue. That is the first clue. And repetition or abhyasa is the second clue. Apurvata, uniqueness, third. And fourth clue is phalam. Phalam is benefit. The teaching of the Upanishad should give some practical benefits. Everybody will ask the question, you are attending these classes, webinars, every Wednesday. What is the benefit you got? Because 1 to 1.5 hours of our time we are spending on this. Time is scarce and time is money also. So everybody will ask, what do you get out of it? So phalam is another clue. Incidentally, one other point is that this teaching is a unique teaching, not available for any other means of knowledge. So that is also something we have to understand. And what are the other means of knowledge? We have mentioned it earlier. Just I will spend a couple of minutes to say what they are. One is called the pratyaksha pramana, that is direct perception. That is, through our own senses, we gain the knowledge of the world, pratyaksha pramanam. Then Anumana Pramanam, we infer what we don't see from what we see. We know the relationship what we see with what we don't see. For example, we see smoke and we infer fire. That is Anumana. And the third one is Upamana. We learn through comparison. We see an object which is similar to what we had seen before. And by comparison, we come to know the new object. For example, we compare the materials found on Mars with that on Earth and learn. And third one is Arthapatti. Knowledge is gained of the cause by studying the effect. This too is a type of inference only. We see that the roads are wet and infer the cause as rain. And fifth is Anupalabdhi. When we do not see a thing which we know at a place, we gain knowledge of its absence. We know life is absent on moon. This too depends on Pratyaksha only. And finally, there is this Shastra Pramanam or Agama Pramanam. We gain knowledge of Dharma and Brahman, which are beyond the domains of our senses. From the Vedas we learn. Hence, Vedas are Agama Pramana, Shastra Pramana, Shabda Pramana. So that this teaching is unique teaching, not available for any other means of knowledge, that is revealed in chapter 6 through the Lavana Drishtanta, the salt example. So if you remember, the salt, which cannot be experienced through eyes and skin in the example, can be known only through the tongue. Similarly, what cannot be known through Pratyaksha Pramana, Anumana, Upamana and all that can be known by what? Don't say tongue. Shastram is the Pramanam to reveal that. And what type of Shastra? Shastra supported by the Acharya, Guru, which was given through the Gandhara Purusha Drishtanta. Thus, Lavana Drishtanta and Gandhara Purusha Drishtanta revealed the Apurvata of Advaitam Brahma, uniqueness. Then what is the Palam? That is the fourth clue. That is also given in the Gandhara Drishtanta in the form of Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti. The greatest benefit of this knowledge is Moksha or freedom. Freedom of what? Not the body. Body is never free from the influences of the world. Even the mind can never be totally free from the influences of the world. When we read a bad or a terrible news, suddenly mind is disturbed. Freedom at the level of Atma Chaitanyam. I, the Chaitanyam, am free from the influences of the world, time and space, Desha, Kala, Vastubhyaha, which is Swatantra. Thus, the fourth clue is what? That's the benefit of Advaitam. This is the fourth clue. So, and what is the benefit of Advaitam? In duality, benefit is only Punarapi Jananam, that cycle. So, the fifth clue is Arthavadaha. Arthavadaha means the glorification of the teaching. Whichever is glorified, that has to be the message of the Upanishad. Is Advaitam glorified or Dvaitam here? You find Dvaitam is criticized in several Upanishads, whereas Advaita Jnanam is glorified. These are all from the Advaita Acharyas. How? Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam. By knowing this one, you have known everything essentially. Essentially is a very important word. You have known everything essentially. Thus, Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam is the fifth clue. This is called Arthavadaha. And the sixth and the final clue is Upapattihi. Reasoning in support of the teaching. What is the reasoning given? Karanam alone can be satyam, karyam can never be satyam. It has to be nama rupa mithya only. This was shown through the example of gold and ornaments, clay and pot, iron and nail cutter, all of them. Yatha ekena mritpindena sarvam mrinmayam vijnathagam syat. So what is the reasoning? Karanam alone is satyam. Karanam alone is satyam. Karyam has to be mithya, nama, rupa only. Therefore, Brahman alone has to be satyam. And how many karanams are possible? The ultimate cause has to be only one. The causeless cause. This is called reasoning. Thus, with the help of these six clues, if we study the sixth chapter, which is the model chapter, then if you study all the other Upanishads, it will be very clear that the teaching is not either Vishishta Advaitam or Advaitam, the teaching is Advaitam only. That is the conclusion of many of these Advaita Acharya, Shankaracharya included. Then does it mean that we have to condemn or criticize or throw them away? No, Shankaracharya says, we need not even criticize Dvaitam or Vishishtadvaitam. We will use them as what? As stepping stones. As somebody very nicely said, Deha buddhya tum dasoham. Jiva buddhya tvat amshakaha. Atma buddhya tvameva aham iti me nischita matihi. All three philosophies, they were some kind of a message to convey, and all three philosophies are brought out in this small shloka. So from the standpoint of the body, Deha Buddhya, O Lord, I am your Dasa, Tu Dasoham. I cannot claim all pervasion at all. I do not even pervade this hall. So where is the question of all pervasion? So from the standpoint of the physical body, I can never claim mastery. In fact, simple weather changes disturb the throat. Why mastery? What mastery we have? Simple weather change, we start coughing. So what freedom I have got from Deha Buddhi? Therefore, O Lord, who am I? Tava dasoham, tava dasoham, tava dasoham, dasharathe. Tyagarajahi, you know, Nadanama Kriya. Saint Tyagarajahi had this beautiful song. Then, Jiva Buddhya Tvat Amshakaha. From the standpoint of Chidabhasa, I can never claim oneness with or identity with Brahman, which is the chit itself. Chidabhasa has to depend on what? Chit. Pradibimba Chaitanyam has to depend on Bimba Chaitanyam, the original image. Therefore, Chidabhasa Drishtya, I am only one of the parts. Why one? Every one of you has one Chidabhasa. I am one of the Chidabhasas depending on the chit. So every jiva is one Chidabhasa depending upon one Brahman. Therefore, Jiva Drishtya Tvat Amshakaha, whereas Atma Drishtya Tvam Eva Aham. From the standpoint of I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, the Bimba Chaitanyam, I am neither Dasaha nor Amshaha. The Bimba Chaitanyam cannot be part of Brahman. It is one with Brahman. So Atma Drishtya, Brahma Chaitanya Drishtya, Tvam Eva Aham, Iti Me Nischita Matihi. Having known this, you can start from Dasa Bhavaha. In Karma Yoga, Dasa Bhava only, the entire Karma Yoga. In fact, Shankara himself said, while talking about Karma Yoga, he says, Swami Bridhya Nyayena. You have to claim you are a Dasa first. This is called, again, the triangular format. But when you come to binary format, claim, I am neither the Mithya body, nor I am the Mithya Chidabhasa, but I am Chitrupa Sakshi. And therefore, we don't criticize Dvaitam and Visishtadvaitam. We say they are stepping stones. They are not at an end in themselves. If one says, I am not ready for Advaitam, then the Advaita Acharya will say, come slowly, there is no hurry. But one thing, both of the other Drishtanta, the Darshanas, they cannot give you moksha as we define here. So only Advaitam can give moksha. You can postpone, but you cannot skip it if you want to get out of this cycle of birth and death. Thus, the sixth chapter is a model chapter. Because Brahman is called Sat here, this chapter is called Sadvidya. Now, we will enter into the next chapter, another very important chapter, chapter 7, called Bhuma Vidya. Chapter 7. Before we enter into the actual chapter with the sections, let me give a brief introduction of that chapter today so that we can start with these shlokas in the next class because we have another 10 minutes here. So the seventh chapter is also dealing with Brahma Vidya only, exactly like the sixth chapter. And in the seventh chapter, Brahman is called Bhuma. In Sanskrit, Bhuma is masculine gender, even though it ends with Akaranta. Normally, Akaranta ending is feminine, lady. This is not Akaranta, this is Bhuman Shabdaha. So, Nakaranta Pullingaha, Bhuman Shabdaha, Bhuma, Bhumanau, Bhumanaha. And the word Bhuma has two meanings. Both are going to be revealed in this chapter. And the first meaning is what? Anantaha. Bhuma means Anantaha, infinite. Desha kala paricheda shunyaha, free from the limitations of desha, space, kala, time and attributes. And the second meaning of the word is what? Is anandaha. So anantaha, anandaha. And here Anandaha means Sukham. And therefore in the 6th chapter, Sadrupam Brahma was talked about. And in the 7th chapter, Anantarupam Brahma is being talked about. Or Anandarupam Brahma is being talked about. And here the Upanishad is going to point out that I am of the nature of Anandaha. In the entire universe, there is no other source of Ananda at all. Alpe, Sukham, Nasti. Alpe, very boldly it says, Alpe. What is Alpe? In limited entity, Alpam. Then, you know, we say in Tamil, Alpam. Then in limited entity is Sukham, Nasti. There is no Sukham at all. So, what is the only source of Ananda? If you ask the question, remember the second capsule of Vedanta we just read. I am the only source of permanent peace, security and happiness. I am the only source of permanent peace, security and happiness. Thereafter, the Upanishad also shows that Atmananda is never an object of experience. We have seen this earlier, but they are useful as introduction for this chapter. It's good to refresh. So Atmananda is never an object of experience. Why? Because it happens to be I, the very subject. And therefore, you should never ask, how can I experience Atmananda? Never ask the question, how to experience the bliss of Atma, the bliss of Brahman, or eternal Ananda. Eternal Ananda is never an object of experience. Then what is it? It is myself. It is a very, very important lesson. Then the Shastra will say, if at all you want to experience Ananda, you have to make a compromise. Actually, this example also we have seen earlier. If you want to experience your face, you can never experience your original face at all. What a tragedy. We are all having beautiful faces, but we can never, never see or experience our own face. But suppose somebody yearns to see, experience that face, what he has to do? There is a compromise method. And what is that method? Take a mirror and look. In the mirror, you do not experience your face, but you can experience a reflected version of your original face, which is certainly not original, which is temporarily available as long as the medium is available. But what you should remember is, whenever you are seeing a beautiful face in the mirror, that beautiful face does not belong to the mirror, but it is my own. Similarly, if you want to enjoy Atmananda, what we should do? Never work for enjoying original Atmananda. Why? You are that. Then how to enjoy reflected Atmananda, Atma Pratibimbananda? It is by remembering. Whenever you are enjoying anything in life, the thing itself does not have the pleasure, just as the mirror itself does not have the face. Where did the face in the mirror come from? It came from me only. Similarly, when we eat a nice dish and we are enjoying that, remember that Ananda does not belong to the dish at all. Rather, I am enjoying Atmananda. Therefore, how does a jnani get Atmananda? Do not think he will get a special Ananda and it will come from somewhere. Jnani gets Atmananda in two ways. This all we have mentioned in various contexts earlier. Jnani experiences Atmananda in two ways. Number one, whenever he enjoys anything brought by Prarabdha, instead of naming it as Vishaya Ananda, he names it as Atmananda. In Tamil, we call it enjoy, enjoy. Enjoy. In English, we have enjoy. So in Tamil, it is called enjoy, my joy. They themselves are teaching Vedanta. So whenever you say, what is it? Enjoy is my reflection only. And whenever the question of infinite Ananda that comes, he does not look for its cause outside of himself. He claims that the original cause of the Ananda is what? Is my own self. That is what a jnani claims. Whether it is music Ananda or even class Ananda, let us assume perhaps you all enjoy the class. So, or food Ananda, or child or grandchild Ananda, all of them are what? Vidyaranya actually in his Panchadashi, These are all things my wish list to do sometime. He devotes the last 5 chapters to convey this idea only. And what does he convey? You are enjoying Atmananda all the time. Vedantic study is what? To relook, to reorient Vishayananda as Atmananda. And what type of Atmananda? Pratibimba Ananda. And not only to relook every Ananda as Pratibimba Ananda, and also to understand that if there is a reflection of the face in the mirror, then what is the source of that? The Bimbam, the original face only. So the proof of original face is what? Every reflected face is proof of that original face. Every time I enjoy anything, I should claim I am the original. And what I am enjoying is only my reflection. Thus, Atma is Ananda Swarupaha. And Atma is the only source of Ananda. There is no Ananda in any other thing. These are all strong statements. One Swamiji, it seems nicely, he says, whenever you buy any food from a shop, that would have a list of ingredients, because every item has to have a list of ingredients. Does it have in the list happiness as an ingredient? He asked the question. Happiness 3% or 30% or 90%. It is not there. If Ananda ingredient is 90%, all the people should get that. But the very fact, no object in the creation has happiness as its ingredient, that means there is only one source. And what is that source? I am that happiness. Do not work for experiencing the original. Claim, own up, Aham Ananda Atma. This is going to be the beautiful topic of Bhuma Vidya that is given in the 7th chapter. So with this background, we will enter the 7th chapter from the next webinar. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Parasa Maheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.